from KQED.
This is Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. Incumbent Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer and Republican nominee and former Hewlett-Packard chief executive Carly Fiorina are vying for the U.S. Senate seat presently held by Senator Boxer, but other candidates from third parties have qualified for the ballot, and we want this Forum segment to hear from those candidates and find out what some of them stand for. Let me tell you who's joining us. First of all, Gail Lightfoot is a Libertarian candidate for U.S. Senate, and she is a retired nurse. She's with us this morning from Aurora Grande, California. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you. Also glad to have Dwayne Roberts, who is Green candidate for U.S. Senate, a community volunteer. He's with us from Anaheim. Welcome, Dwayne Roberts.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, and good morning to Edward Noonan, who is the American Independent candidate for Senate and is a computer store owner. He's with us from Marysville, California. Good morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. And here in studio, Marcia Fineland is the Peace and Freedom candidate for the U.S. Senate. She's a retired teacher, and welcome.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you all, and I thought maybe we could begin, Gail Lightfoot, with you, Libertarian candidate, and also someone who has been on the state ballot a number of times, six times, I believe, and see your, you've said publicly you see yourself as the best candidate for Vice President of the United States. You would have voted for yourself for California's Supreme Court Justice, or U.S. Supreme Court Justice. Let's talk about what you stand for, though. You'd like to change health care so there would be no third-party payments. You'd sort of everybody pay their own way and be reimbursed, like in Germany and France?
Yes. In Germany and France, the government pays it, but first the individual pays, and then they're reimbursed, which is what was done when health care first came into the U.S. In the 1950s, very few people had health care coverage. When they did, it was major medical, and everything was paid out of pocket, and then you were reimbursed later by your insurance companies. Under that system, people and all of the providers are very aware of the costs, and costs are kept under control. France and Germany have the best cost control of any of the universal health care plans in the world because of that method of payment.
And you would eliminate Medicare except for those who are really indigent who would be in the so-called safety net?
Yeah, we have to have a safety net. It's better if charity of all kind is privatized, because then you have a one-on-one relationship with the people that are being helped. The government is too far away and too distant and too impersonal for it to be as effective, but for the time being, the safety net needs to be just that. It doesn't need to provide for people who are able to provide for their own, but it does need to do something about people who are indigent or incapable.
And again, Gail Lightfoot is Libertarian candidate for the U.S. Senate, also a retired nurse. Dwayne Roberts, Green candidate for U.S. Senate. By contrast, you'd like single payer, you'd like Medicare for everybody, huh?
Yes, I favor a universal single payer Medicare for all health care system in the United States. That would save consumers, businesses, and taxpayers upwards of $400 billion a year. That's currently being wasted on inefficiency and profiteering by the private health insurance industry.
Let's find out what else you stand for, and by contrast, some of the other candidates. You're in favor of legal recognition of any marriage, including same-sex marriage, correct?
That's absolutely correct. Other issues that I'm in favor of, I fully believe that all federal laws that prohibit people from growing, distributing, and using marijuana and hemp should be repealed. I think people should be allowed to basically believe full legalization, and am supportive of Proposition 19.
And also against nuclear power.
That's correct. Nuclear power is an extremely dangerous and expensive source of energy. It requires billions of dollars in taxpayer subsidies to create energy from these plants.
And by contrast, Gail Lightfoot, you are in favor of nuclear power, just as another source of power, correct?
Exactly. The problem is that we need tort reform so that businesses that provide whatever they provide are 100% liable for the effect of their business on individuals and the environment, so that the true cost, is borne by the business itself. And when that happens, when there's no backup by the government and no limits on liability, then we know what the true costs are, and the most efficient, most effective, and least costly will rise to the top, and the most expensive and most dangerous will fall to the bottom.
Let me talk to a couple of the other candidates who are third-party candidates. Edward Noonan is an American Independent candidate for the U.S. Senate. He's a computer store owner, and by contrast to what we just heard from Duane Roberts, the Green Party candidate, Edward Noonan, you are opposed to marriage. Well, you are in favor. Let me rephrase this: in favor only of marriage between a man and a woman.
I am, yes.
And let's find out what else you're. There's a lot about God in your platform. What do you say to those who say you're kind of confusing church and state here?
The only place that you see the separation of church and state is not in the American Constitution or the California Constitution, but it is in the Russian Constitution, where there shall be separation of the church and state. So, you know, don't go telling me that the California the Constitution says, you know, separate them, because the preamble of the California Constitution says, because of our belief in the Almighty God, we form this Constitution. So every single state, all 50 states, start their preamble with stating that we're forming our Constitution because of the Almighty God gave us certain rights, and these are some of the rights we have. So, yes, I'm a Christian. I believe that the Almighty God gave us certain liberties and freedoms, and this is what our Constitution and our laws should be based on.
And you're pro-life.
I'm pro-life.
There also, in your platform, it talks about resistance to unconstitutional legislation and executive orders and resistance to the United Nations. What do you mean by resistance here?
Well, basically, we should not be giving our national sovereignty away to foreign powers. I do not believe that the United Nations, we've elected those and those people, and they should have no basis upon you know, telling us what to do, or you know, George Washington once said, "Beware of foreign entanglements." And I think that we have gotten to the point where the United Nations is pretty much controlling a lot of what we do.
There's also in your platform remarks about a majority in the three branches, that is the legislative, the executive, and the judicial, being immoral and unethical and untrustworthy, and you pretty much state for the record that you're a true patriot. Why should the public believe all these things about public servants and believe that you are trustworthy?
Well, you know, find out what their fruits are. You know, are we trying to get back to the Constitution? I basically believe that the Constitution is dead. Not, you know, talking about, you know, nuclear power. Where in the federal Constitution do you find the word nuclear power or health care or safety net? It's not in there. Our government is limited to what they can do, and there's our 18 things in the Constitution, federal Constitution, that say that U.S. senators have the authority to act upon, and 10 of those or 8 of those things are defense.
Again, Edward Noonan with us from Marysville this morning is an American Independent candidate for the U.S. Senate and a computer store owner, and here in studio is Marcia Feinland, the Peace and Freedom candidate for the U.S. Senate. She's a retired teacher. Let's start out with some of your platform. Abolish the CIA?
Absolutely. You know, the CIA has been responsible for some of the destabilization of governments. You can talk about Iran in the 1950s, which had a democratically elected prime minister, president, and then the CIA came in with Kermit Roosevelt, and because they wanted to prop up the, you know, take the oil, basically, and destabilize that government, brought in the Shah. The people were dissatisfied with the Shah. They didn't go back to the secular government that they had, but they, you know.
CIA's been responsible for a lot of, well, dreadful things, but what would you do about intelligence? Where would intelligence come from for this country, which needs intelligence?
We need a lot of intelligence.
I'm not talking about gray matter.
I am talking about gray matter. I mean, we supposedly have a war on terrorism so that we invade countries. You don't fight terrorist cells by invading whole countries. You make people hate you even more, and you promote the kind of anti-American sentiment that we want to get rid of. So, you know, if we really needed an intelligence agency, we would have to run it very much differently. We need to abolish the CIA that we have.
You also want to abolish the death penalty. Now, the majority of people in this state, of course, are in favor of the death penalty.
Well, you know, I've been on your show before, and we've always talked about the death penalty. The majority of the people may be for the death penalty, except when they see that someone innocent is on death row, when they see that the death penalty is abused, when they see that the death penalty is applied to people of color much more than it is applied to white people, when people are actually look at the death penalty and don't just hear it as a slogan of an eye for an eye or whatever religious notion that they have, when they actually look at how the death penalty is applied, what we do in this country with the death penalty, then people are opposed to it.
And why restore bilingual education?
Well, I'm a teacher, and I've studied. I had to take classes in how to teach children who were acquiring English. And what I found out is children learn concepts in their native language. They learn surface kind of conversation in a new language. So if you simultaneously teach children the deeper concepts in their native language, then they'll be able to translate that later when they become more proficient in English. We need true bilingual education.
And again, Marcia Feinland is Peace and Freedom candidate for U.S. Senate. She's a retired teacher. This is an opportunity for those of you listening to bring questions to the fore here with these four third-party candidates that we have with us this morning, and we welcome your involvement in the conversation. These are people who are on the ballot, normally don't get an opportunity to be heard that often, particularly in the major debates, but here they are for your questions or comments, and we welcome them. You can join us now toll-free, 866-733-6786. Feel free to join the program because the lines are open to you and available. It's 866-733-6786, or you can send an email to us, forum@kqed.org, or you can, of course, post a question or comment on our website simply by going to kqed.org/forum and clicking on the segment. Again, Marcia Feinland is Peace and Freedom candidate, and Dwayne Roberts is Green candidate. Edward Noonan is the American Independent candidate, and Gail Lightfoot is a Libertarian candidate. Before we bring our callers, our listeners, into this, realistically, let me find out from each of you why you're in this race, because certainly all the polls indicate that it's very unlikely that any of you will fare that well in terms of victory. So, Marcia Feinland, let's hear from you first.
Well, I think you have to look at what is victory. If people vote for one of the two major party candidates who stand up for the corporations, they're going to get exactly that. They're going to keep losing. Our living standard is falling. The economic system is becoming more and more financialized, and the banks are protected. We need to rise up and decide that it's time for working people to take some power and to run the country in our own interests. And you know, I don't see it as losing this time. I see it as a beginning of building a movement that can win.
Incremental?
I don't know about incremental. I don't know exactly how it's going to work. But something's got to change, and we've got to start changing it.
Edward Noonan, what about you being in the race here?
Well, basically, my only reason to be in the race is to force the issue of whether or not Mr. Obama is a natural-born citizen. I do not believe that his father was a citizen of the United States, and if both his parents aren't U.S. citizens, then he cannot be a natural-born citizen. We know that he is. He may have been born in Hawaii. We do know that he gave up his mother gave his up his citizenship, and he became a citizen of Indonesia. We know that he actually had citizenship in Kenya. He actually had citizenship in the British. As a British protectorate, so he is not a natural-born citizen. He cannot be the commander-in-chief and the president of the United States if he's not a natural-born citizen.
So forgive me, your main reason for running for U.S. Senate in California is to bring attention and spotlight on the birther issue with respect to President Obama.
Exactly, because if he's not the president, we cannot, none of the constitutional any of the bills that he signed are not in effect. Any of the appointments he's made in the Supreme Court is not in effect. So we are in a crisis, constitutional crisis like we've never had in America before.
Right. Let me move to Dwayne Roberts, the Green candidate. Why are you in this race, Dwayne Roberts, and what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, I'm basically expanding the narrative. I'm addressing issues that neither of the so-called, quote, major party candidates, end quote, are addressing. I'm talking about single-payer Medicare for all health care. I'm talking about immediately withdrawing all U.S. troops from Iraq and Afghanistan to use the cost savings from these wars to pay for tuition-free public higher education for all. I'm talking about legalizing marijuana and industrial hemp. I'm talking about opposing nuclear power and favor of cheap, safe, renewable sources of energy such as solar. I'm talking about the need for more mass transit. None of the so-called major parties are addressing these issues.
And let me go to Gail,
candidates, I mean.
Let me go to Gail Lightfoot on this. Again, the Libertarian candidate. Gail Lightfoot?
Oh, well, you know, I've run several times, and I've always been perfectly happy to be an educational candidate. But watching how the conditions of America today and how this particular election has played out with Barbara Boxer running, Barbara Boxer, an incumbent politician who got us where we are today, and Carly Fiona, a corporate mongol who has no background, not even an interest in politics until now, running for this office, and then the four of us who pretty much agree except for one or two points. Most of us want to see dramatic change in what's happening in Washington.
Do you believe that President Obama was not born in the United States? Is that an issue with you? You said you mostly agree.
It doesn't matter where he was born. A natural-born citizen has to have two citizen parents. If you read the Constitution, it says a natural-born citizen or a citizen at the time of the adoption of this Constitution. That last phrase made it legitimate for George Washington and Thomas Jefferson to be president.
Well, just for the record, Marcia Feinland, you are not of the same opinion as far as President Obama's birth. And Dwayne Roberts, you are not of the same opinion?
Absolutely not. I don't agree.
All right. Let me get our callers involved in this, and we'll begin.
The issue is that the federal government has trashed the Constitution. The American people are extremely aware of that fact. They want to return to our constitutional foundations now. They want to return to free enterprise. They want their individual rights. They want to make...
All right, let me interrupt here, Ms. Lightfoot, because we have callers who want to join us, and we have a limited amount of time. Daniel, is our first caller. Good morning.
Good morning. I sort of want to know, why should I waste my vote? I generally vote Democrat, and I do not at all want Republicans taking over. If I vote for an independent, I'm basically voting for a Republican by default because you guys never really get a chance to win.
Well, it's a valid question, particularly, I think, maybe addressed to you, Dwayne Roberts, since you're the Green candidate, and Ralph Nader got that question thrown at him as a Green candidate, of course.
Well, in my opinion, I don't consider any vote a wasted vote. I think people waste their vote on candidates who don't reflect their views and opinions. There's nothing that stops any candidate from winning an election. The question of viability comes up a lot. And, I'm extensively using the Internet. There are thousands of references about my candidacy on the Internet, and about a million people have read a statement that I sent out not too long ago. So, you know, the question is, why are people wasting their votes on candidates that don't best reflect their views? They should vote for what they want.
Let me bring another caller in, and that's you, Patricia. Good morning.
Oh, hi. What good timing, because mine is related to the previous question. Ranked choice voting ballots. If we had ranked choice voting, I would vote for one of these people. I would, just as a protest vote against Boxer. Because I'm really, really angry at everything that's going on in government right now. It's just outrageous. But ranked choice voting would give these guys a chance. So I just wonder if...
Well, this may be something that all four candidates agree with. Is anybody in dissent on that, of the four third-party candidates we have with us, that ranked choice voting would be preferable to the present system? I don't hear any dissent, so I think...
I'm not for it.
Edward Noonan, you're not for it.
I'm not for it, no.
Okay.
I don't think ranked choice... Oh, I'm sorry.
For partisan office, but not for the minor offices or within organizations.
Well, I think ranked choice voting is not enough, because ranked choice voting would still bring us the Democrat or the Republican. I think we need true proportional representation, so that we actually need to change the nature of our legislature and not have a Senate which only has two representatives from each state, no matter their size, but we actually kind of change the way we draw things up and have some type of multi-member district so that we could actually have proportional representation and have candidates of parties like ours, which represent what people really want, actually win some elections.
That's Marcia Feinland of the Peace and Freedom Party. Hold off a second. In fact, I'm looking at some listener comments here that have come through the website. One listener, Crisco, wants to know, what's the Peace and Freedom and the Greens? What's with them? Are they not the same essential party? How do they differ? Marcia Feinland, how do you differ?
Well, the Peace and Freedom Party is an explicitly social, a socialist party. We believe that working class people actually should be controlling the resources and the industries which are presently controlled by the capitalist class, which are destroying the earth. We believe that we can do a better job because we have the interests of humanity.
Well, socialism is enough of a distinction there. A question for you, Edward Noonan, from a listener named Crisco. The American Independent candidate, he says, is delusional. He speaks of giving our sovereignty away to the United States nations, and this is a Christian nation with no separation of church and state. I believe this man would fail an eighth-grade civics test. Now, that's kind of ad hominem, but I'd like your response, if you would.
Well, the Constitution is the Constitution. And if I'm saying, well, here's the written words, here's the supreme law of the land, how can that be delusional? He'd have to, you know, have a little bit better argument than that.
Well, you've got another gentleman who says, who let a birther onto the show? Have you got any flat earthers in there, too? I mean, you're getting a good deal of those kinds of rather skeptical, shall we say, comments.
Of course they are. You know, it's I mean, the constitutionalists anymore are the conspiracy theorists. If you have, say, referred to the Constitution, even the federal government says the you know, if you talk about the Constitution, you're automatically against the United States of America. So, yeah, I talk Constitution, and if they don't like it, that's just the way it is.
And that's Edward Noonan, American Independent candidate for the U.S. Senate. Here's Kara, one of our listeners, who says, how come so-called third-party candidates are always presented separately from the Democratic and Republican candidates as if it were a Special Olympics or something? Why not present all candidates equally? The media's portrayal of them is somehow on the fringe, hurts the fairness of things.
Can I address that?
Sure.
Can I address that? The California Constitution, Article 4, Section 1.5, states that the elections are unfair. They're not fair, and we should try to make them more fair. This is political abuse when you separate the two biggies against, and then you call us third parties. What makes us third?
Because there are two dominant parties that have much more money
matter.
And they pull much higher.
Six qualified ballot candidates.
No, I realize that. That's why you're on the air, sir. Let me get another caller on here, though. We want to go to Sacramento and welcome Ross. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael. The point the gentleman was just making is, even though I don't agree with his positions, is fair to make because the legislature, the Democrats and Republicans, have controlled the drawing the lines of the districts, which are going to happen again. They control how many signatures you need to get a third-party candidate on an election, which is like 10 times as much as for primary race, a Democrat or Republican. If we keep voting the way we've been voting, Democrats or Republicans, which I haven't voted for except in very strategic voting places. I usually am a strategic voter. I vote. I register Republican usually for the primary so I can vote for the person who's least likely to make it. I switch my registration for the general back to a third party so my registration registers as a member of a third party so they get recognition and they get matching funds. And I understand that you have to vote for Democrats at certain times as a strategic bulwark against the Republicans and everyone else, although I voted for Perot because I wanted to see a third party, a viable third party, whatever it is, will shake up the status quo and allow the conversation to continue. The conversation never starts, we don't have any way of proceeding. And again, we have to make the conversation include everyone, and the language of third is, it can be used as a, you know, third place is, you know, third place, Michael. It's not just a differentiation between one and two. It's the bronze medal. So it is, there is a, you know, a value-laden number.
I understand exactly what you're saying, Ross, and I want to thank you. I should say, by the way, we invited both Boxer and Fiorina, but we don't have anything scheduled yet from them. Wanted these candidates to be heard, and I want more of our listeners to be heard. Shelley, join us from Cloverdale. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question for Mr. Noonan. I'm not a Christian, and I'm curious if his political views are based on kind of the, sounds like the Christian version of Sharia law. How would people who don't, who aren't Christian and who don't share his religious beliefs, how are our right, how would our rights be protected under his system of government?
Well, basically, I've found no contradiction between the Bible, which Christians use, and the Constitution and the way we do business here. I do find a the Sharia law is, if you're Muslim, that is the law. So I'm not sure that that would be compatible with our Constitution. So I'm going to have to be shown that you know, their law can will not supersede our Constitution.
Let me thank the caller, and I want to get one more call on, and that's you, Eric. Join us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Michael. I understand everybody's basic platform that they're on, that they're all speaking on. But as a voter, I'm more interested in, well, the general issues, and so I'd like to hear a little bit more what they all have to say about healthcare, specifically. Well, those words, healthcare. In the common dialogue, everybody speaks about health insurance. Insurance this, insurance that. Insurance is something that we acquire to protect against unexpected event. But when we go to the doctor, that's expected. When we need prenatal care, that's expected. A dentist, ophthalmologist, et cetera.
Well, we heard earlier from Gail Lightfoot that she would not want any third-party payments, and we heard from Dwayne Roberts that he would be in favor of single payer and Medicare for all. What about you, Marcia Feinland? And we'll hear from Edward Noonan on this while we have seconds left. Please.
I definitely agree that insurance is out of control. Insurance should be out of health care. We should have a single system of free health care for everyone, whether or not they're documented citizens, because diseases are carried by everybody. Yes, I'm for either socialized medicine or a single-payer health care system.
And again, Marcia Feinland is Peace and Freedom candidate. Edward Noonan from the American Independent Party.
Well, there again, that's a local issue that is not in the state constitution. It's not in the federal constitution. Yes, I believe that everybody should have health care. It's not a right, though. It's a privilege I think if we get the government out of it, the health care costs will come down. It'll be competitive. But the way the government has taken over the healthcare issue, it has skyrocketed. You know, it's totally out of control. Get the government out of it, everybody will be able to afford a good healthcare. This is the most prosperous nation in the world, and we have the best doctors, we have the best hospitals. But what we have being controlled by a government agency, which will never ever. Be good enough for the nation to handle.
It looks like that's going to be the final word because we've run out of time. I want to extend thanks to those who joined us this morning. Edward Noonan, the American Independent Party. He's a computer store owner, and Dwayne Roberts of the Green Party, a community volunteer. Gail Lightfoot, a retired nurse with the Libertarian Party, and Marcia Feinland, a retired teacher with the Peace and Freedom Party, all running for U.S. Senate, all wanting your vote. Our election coverage will continue. Again, we invited both Senator Boxer and Carly Fiorina. We don't have anything scheduled with either of them yet. Thank you for joining. I'm Michael Krasny.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation in honor of Louise and Claude Rosenberg.